So excited to be before God's people this morning. Always a privilege to stand here at this altar. We don't take it for light. Lightly. We give all the glory to God who has given us the grace of life. And I know that things may not be perfectly, in the shape or the manner that you desire it, but God is turning things around. I said God is turning things around. Hallelujah. We have been speaking this since morning in the first service on the recipe. There's something making noise. Recipe for a successful marriage. And we intend to take it further. Proverbs 14. Verse 1. This message is in series. This is part two. We spoke in the first service, part one. And Proverbs 14 verse 1. Recipe for a successful marriage. Every wise woman builds a house, but the foolish plucks it down with her own hands. This scripture is making us to know that it takes wisdom to build. Number one, it's not only saying that, is also making us to realize that it takes wisdom to build a successful house. And in this regard, it's talking about the house of the home of marriage. Amen. Every wise woman builds her own house. There is wisdom that is available for building a successful marriage. The wisdom of God is available to you and I. God does not want us to go through misery in our marital life. God does not want us to struggle. God's plan is for you not to endure your marriage, but to enjoy your marriage. God's plan is for you to be maritally fulfilled and satisfied. I explained the meaning of marital success in the first service. I don't have time to explain that because of the brevity of time. But like I said, or I did mention the first service, our focus today will be essentially on the things or why people don't make a success out of their marriage. God wants us to succeed in our marriage, but is that the truth? Is that the reality for every home? The answer is no. So why do people struggle? Why do people fail in their marriages? Why is it that we have marital failures or marital issues? Why is it that people fail or struggle in their marriage or marriages? There is no reason without a cause. That's why we are looking at those reasons. That is going to constitute the first part of this message before we begin to talk about the things or the recipe rather that's required for successful marriage. By the way, what's a recipe? A recipe is a set of instructions that you need to prepare a particular dish. A recipe is a set of instructions, and God has given us instructions. Instructions are available in His Word to guide us, to help us to build a successful home. Let me say this to you. When you trace the foundation of marriage, you will trace it back to the book of the beginnings, Genesis. You will discover that the moment man sinned and rebelled against God, the moment they deviated away from God's path, marriages started having issues. Amen? Amen? Ladies and gentlemen, so the solution, one of the major solutions to bringing, healing, restoration, peace, harmony to our homes is that people have to return back to the basics. Let me say this to you. Hollywood, Nollywood, the culture of our times is not what determines success in marriage. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to go back to the roots. We have to go back to the originator. We have to go back to the founder of marriage, the creator of marriage. No human culture, philosophy can lay hold or lay claim to the institution of marriage. Government did not create marriage. Man did not create marriage. It was God who said, it's not good for this man to be alone. Genesis 2 verse 18. I will make him a help fit for him. So marriage is not supposed to be a burden, but a blessing. Amen? Amen. Marriage is not supposed to be a cause, but a cure. Marriage is not supposed to be a limiter. I mean, marriage is not supposed to limit you. Marriage is supposed to liberate you. Amen, somebody? Marriage is not like a city that is under a siege, that the people inside are trying to come out, they can't go out, and the people outside are trying to come in, they can't go out. I mean, they can't come in. That is not the true definition of marriage. God's word says, he who finds a wife has found what? Talk to me, people of God. Found what? And has obtained what? So marriage is not a cause. Marriage is a cure. And I want you to know that it's God's intention for your marriage to work, and your marriage will work. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that if we take heed, if we pay attention to the instructions that God's word offers us, we will succeed in our marriage in Jesus' name. But first and foremost, why do people fail in their marriages? Or why do people struggle in their marital experience? I gave us 5 reasons. In the first service, I intend to take it from that level. Reason number 6, why do people fail or struggle in their marriages? They struggle or struggle occurs because of insincerity. If you are not sincere with yourself, number 1, you are not sincere with your spouse, there will be challenges in that relationship. There is the need to be sincere. Amen? Amen. Another word for sincere is to be truthful, to be honest, to be transparent. Proverbs 12 verse 19 says, the lip of truth will be established forever. The lip of truth will be established forever, but a lying tongue is for but a moment. Proverbs 19 verse 5, it says, a false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall not escape. In fact, if you read verse 9 of that same chapter, it says in another way, a false witness shall not go unpunished. He that speaketh lies shall perish. I don't think anybody wants to perish. But you see, you are digging the grave of perdition and destruction if you are not sincere with your spouse. If you are not sincere with yourself. If you are not dealing with your spouse with sincerity of heart, if you are not sincere in your purpose, if you are not sincere in your actions, if you are not sincere in your ways, there are bound to be issues. So, no element of what? Insincerity. I tell people, if you start lying, you will need more lies to cover up for the lies you have said earlier on. So don't lie. Amen, somebody? If you heard what I said, say amen. Amen. Listen to this. You need to be brutally frank with yourself. The Bible says, speaking the truth, not sometimes, always. I mean, speaking the truth rather in love. Ephesians 4 verse 15. So if you want your marriage to be successful, you have to be sincere. The reason for marital failure at times is because there is insincerity on the part of the partners. Let's be sincere. Tap your neighbor and say, be sincere. Listen, you cannot build anything significant or meaningful on lies. A house that is built on lies or deceitful, I mean, on deceit or falsehood will not stand. So, listen, I always say this to people, make sure you mean what you say and you do what you say. That should be your culture. That should be your philosophy in your home. Colossians 3:9 says, lie not one to put the old man away with his deeds. Satan is a liar of lies. That's what the Bible calls him. He's a liar and the father of life. John 8:44. In fact, one translation says, lying is his native language. His character, that is his nature. It's time you start speaking the truth. Speak the truth. Be open. Be honest. Listen to us of insincerity. Tell your neighbor, say, speak the truth always. I remember a friend of mine, and I'm laughing because of this story. You know, when we were growing up, his mom used to tell them, say the truth and the devil will be ashamed. That's the slang she uses for them. So, and he was saying that, you know, when he speaks the truth, then usually the devil is not ashamed. It is he that is ashamed. I don't know why I got the logic of the story. The bomb would just descend on him and he was saying the truth, but he would still suffer. So he said along there, just added that, well, I will say the truth again because when I say the truth, I suffer. Amen, somebody. And so after a while, when he now got born again, he had to be, they were having a conversation with his mom said, you did two children. Hope you not kill me. I will tell you, speak the truth. The devil will be ashamed. And I said, mommy, I want to make one confession. You know, you see, in those days when we used to say the truth, the devil is not ashamed. I'm usually the one that is ashamed because I get serious spanking. Amen, somebody. But you see, the truth of the matter is that if we speak the truth, Satan will be put to shame. Because the truth always triumphs over falsehood. Look at your neighbor and say, never, ever lie to your spouse. If you understood, I say, amen. Number 7. Why do marriages struggle, or why do people struggle rather in their marriage? Number 7, because they are not ready to regulate their marriage according to the creator of marriage. Who created?